Israel announced last week that it will not allow any new foreign workers into the country for at least a year. There are about 300,000 foreign workers in Israel. More than half of them are there illegally. They come from around the world, and many of them work in jobs that used to be held by Palestinians. Until now, Israel's government has ignored their visa violations, but Israeli authorities say they intend to deport up to 50,000 foreign workers a year. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Tel Aviv.
The Neve Sha'anan neighborhood near the Tel Aviv bus station used to be known as the place to buy shoes in the city. Today, it is an increasingly seedy hodgepodge of stores offering international phone calls by the minute, cheap clothes, and peep shows. Foreign workers live crowded into the rundown apartments, many of them sleeping 10 or 12 to a room. The Workers' Hotline, a nonprofit organization dedicated to ensuring workers' rights, has its office here. On a recent afternoon, six Filipino workers, two of them with babies, sit in the waiting room. Hubeta, who like most of the workers interviewed did not want to give her last name, cuddles her three-week-old son, Adrian. Like most children of foreign workers, Adrian has no health insurance. Hubeta has come to the hotline because her employer owes her a month's salary, and she says she has no money to pay the baby's doctor bills. Chana Zohar, the director of the Workers' Hotline, says employers often take advantage of foreign workers who do not know their rights. The work visa is given to the employer, not the foreign worker. Employers often routinely hold on to their employees' passports.
The worker cannot leave them. He doesn't have the passport, so he cannot leave independent to another employer. If he will leave, he considered automatically as illegal, and he will be caught by police. This is the situation. It's a slavery system.
Zohar says she has hundreds of cases pending of employers who have withheld up to 6 months' salary from their workers. She also said an independent study found that despite a law guaranteeing minimum wage, almost three-fourths of the workers are forced to work overtime without additional pay. But most of the workers say they're better off in Israel than in their home countries. Suare from Sierra Leone says that without the money he sends home, his family would starve to death.
I have more than 30 to 40 people to take care of. I still have my parents, my kids are there, my brother's kids, my sister's kids, my uncle, extended family, all of them. I used to send their fees. So if I am deported, so who will assist them? Nobody.
The foreign workers began to arrive en masse 10 years ago after Israel banned most Palestinian workers fearing terrorist attacks. The government saw the foreign workers as a cheap, safe substitute and turned a blind eye to visa violations. But last month, Israeli officials announced a new policy of deporting illegal foreign workers. Felicia from Ghana has been in Israel for 10 years. Last week, her husband was arrested on the way to his job as a house cleaner. He now faces deportation proceedings, and Felicia is worried.
Prison, I know it's for criminals. It's not for somebody innocent living in the country. So if they can say, maybe now this is our country. We came here for Holy Land as a Christians, and we came here. We don't see anything bad.
Israeli police spokesman Gil Kleinman says 400 illegal workers have been detained so far and several dozen deported.
We found that we had a large number of workers, foreign workers, who had overstayed their welcome either by not leaving the country after 3 months according to their tourist visa or extended their work visas without telling the authorities. Within a month, we had a unit up and working with close to 300 people whose job it is to return these people home.
Israel's labor ministry says deporting foreign workers could help solve Israel's growing unemployment problem. The number of Israelis without jobs now is roughly equal to the number of foreign workers. But the problem, says Chana Zohar of the Workers' Hotline, is that most Israelis, unlike the foreigners, are not willing to work in construction or as house cleaners. And Israel's extensive network of social benefits means even the long-term unemployed get almost the minimum wage. Meanwhile, many of the foreign workers have gone into hiding, afraid of being picked up by the police. Suare from Sierra Leone says most of the foreign workers here should be legalized. They're willing to pay taxes, he says, and want to receive benefits in exchange. Workers like Hubeta from the Philippines and Felicia from Ghana agree. They say all they're trying to do is make some money, to help their families back home. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Tel Aviv.